Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwali Saikautal. The United Nations is urging Israeli authorities to fully support humanitarian efforts in Gaza at a time when officials on the ground say Palestinians are enduring catastrophic hunger. This as President Biden pressed his concerns during a call to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
The Israeli Prime Minister agreed to send a team of military and humanitarian officials to Washington to hear U.S. concerns about a military operation proposed for the city of Rafah in southwestern Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Biden urged Netanyahu not to carry out the mission against a city where more than a million people have taken refuge.
They have nowhere else to go. Gaza's other major cities have largely been destroyed. And Israel has not presented us or the world with a plan for how or where they would safely move those civilians.
And he emphasized that the White House expects that the Rafah operation would not move forward before that meeting occurred. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
There's a new executive order signed today that advances research in women's health across federal agencies. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin has that report.
At the White House, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden explained how this issue was first raised to them by Maria Shriver, the former First Lady of California. Shriver explained in remarks to the crowd that research on medications and treatments has mainly been done on men, leaving many unanswered questions.
Women make up two-thirds of those with Alzheimer's, and no one knows why that is. We make up 80% of those with autoimmune diseases, the majority of those with MS. No one knows why that is.
The executive order includes $200 million for interdisciplinary women's health research at the National Institutes of Health, along with directives for other agencies, including the Department of Defense and the National Science Foundation. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News, Washington.
After Google's artificial intelligence image generator missed the mark, the company now says it's ready to re-release Gemini. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
Google's Gemini refused image requests that specified white people and depicted America's founding fathers as black and the Pope as female. It turned out that Google had secretly instructed the tool to generate images that were diverse to try to reduce images that could perpetuate stereotypes. Experts say the issue is that Gemini's data set, the entire internet, has, for instance, more photos of white CEOs than executives of color, and more photos of female nurses than male nurses. So Google tried to counter that, but in doing so, it generated dozens of what the company called inaccuracies in some historical image generation depictions. That prompted Google to pause the tool's ability to create AI images of people. Now Google says it will relaunch Gemini in the coming weeks.
This is NPR. Former Olympic gold medalist and transgender television star Caitlyn Jenner says she wants to protect women and girls by supporting a new ban against transgender athletes in New York City's Long Island suburbs.
New Yorkers know this is wrong. America knows this is wrong. Let's lead the way for all sports.
Jenner shared her views alongside Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman, a Republican who introduced the ban in February, arguing it is intended to both foster fair play and protect female athletes from getting injured. The craft and fabric store Joanne has filed for bankruptcy and protection, but the chain is assuring shoppers that its stores remain open while it gets its financial house in order. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports Joanne got hit hard by all the people giving up their pandemic crafting hobbies.
Joanne is trying for a fast bankruptcy proceeding, hoping to emerge on the other side late next month. It's going in with a detailed restructuring plan, including deals with lenders and commitments for $132 million in new financing. The company says almost all of its stores are still making money, but customers aren't sewing or crafting nearly as much as they did mid-pandemic. Joanne wants to shed $500 million of debt, and only 2 years after becoming publicly traded, it wants to go back to being a private company. Through it all, Joanne says it plans to operate as usual, paying suppliers and landlords and running its stores and website. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Lisa. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow.
Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.